Shigar bowed his head. He should have known that the slippery Nymoidian was after more than just his opinion when she'd sidled up to him and flattered him with praise. When the Empire had invaded Coruscant, it had only handed the world back to the Republic in exchange for a large number of territorial concessions elsewhere. Ever since then, supply lines had been strained. That Shigar was right, and the RMC, a hopelessly corrupt mess, putting the lives of billions at risk from something much worse than war, starvation, disease, disillusionment, simply didn't count in some circles. Master Nobile's forbidding visage softened.
You are naturally disappointed. I understand. Know that the Grand Master has spoken strongly in favor of you for a long time. In all respects but this one do we defer to her judgment. She cannot sway our combined decision, but she has drawn our attention. We will be watching your progress closely, with high expectations.
The Hollow Conference had ended there, and Shigar felt the same conflicted emptiness in the depths of Coruscant as he had then.
Unready? High expectations?
The Council was playing a game with him, or so it felt, batting him backward and forward like a phalanx in a cage. Would he ever be free to follow his own path? Master Satil understood his feelings better than he did.
Go for a walk,
she had told him, putting a hand on each shoulder and holding his gaze long enough to make sure he understood her intentions. She was giving him an opportunity to cool down, not dismissing him.
I need to talk to Supreme Commander Stantors anyway. Let's meet later in the Union Cloisters.
Yes, Master.
And so he was walking and stewing. Somewhere inside him, he knew, had to be the strength to rise above this temporary setback, the discipline to bring the last threads of his talent into a unified design. But on this occasion, his instincts were leading him away from stillness, not toward it. The sound of blaster fire grew louder ahead of him. Shigar stopped in an alley that stank like a voodoo's leavings. A swinging light flashed fitfully on and off in the level above, casting rubbish and rot in unwanted relief. An ancient droid watched with blinking red eyes from a filthy niche, rusted fingers protectively gathering wires and servos back into its gaping chestplate. The Cold War with the Empire was being conducted far away from this alley and its unhappy resident, but its effects were keenly felt. If he wanted to be angry at the state of the Republic, he couldn't have chosen a better place for it. The shooting intensified. His hand reached for the grip of his lightsaber.
There is no emotion, he told himself. There is only peace.
But how could there be peace without justice? What did the Jedi Council, sitting comfortably in their new temple on Tython, know about that? The sound of screams broke him out of his contemplative trance. Between one heartbeat and the next, he was gone, the emerald fire of his lightsaber lingering a split instant behind him, brilliant in the gloom. Laren Moxla paused to tighten the belly strap on her armor. The wretched thing kept coming loose, and she didn't want to take any chances. Until the Justicars got there, she was the only thing standing between the Black Sun gangsters and the relatively innocent